All right, so we're kind of hopping in this week with the Fig de Lavan, which came up on Daf Lamed Hem and Aleph Lamed Hem Beis. Agav this, we're working back to a couple of sugyas earlier in the Masechta from Daf Yud Beis, and definitely one topic which is so central to Avodas Yom Kippurim that we have to make sure that we cover it well. So, Meretz Hashem, that's what we will try to do. The main question we'll focus the Chabura on will be the nature of the Big Day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol wears for the Avodas Pinim of Yom Kippur. The basic question being, are these Big Day Zav minus? Are these just, you have the Big Day Kohen Gadol and then you take away the golden clothes? Or is this its own chalos? Is this a separate category of what we would call Big Day Lavan? That'll be the main question we'll ask. We'll bring a few different proofs to each side. And then hopefully at the end, we'll have time to do a little bit on this very funny Shakavatari we had in the Gemara about Mesira Letzibur of the Begadim of the Kohen slash Kohen Gadol, because it's a little bit unclear. So, starting with the nature of the Big Day Lavan. So the first thing you sense is the pshat and the psukim themselves. If you have a musical ear, and of course all of us do, so you can't help but think to the laning on Yom Kippur, and you know you lovingly feel how the Torah begins, right? Like Mamish, you know, we're told a couple of karbanos he brings, and then the Torah tells us in such exacting and excruciating detail, kesones bar kodesh yilbash, you al bisaro. So he's going to wear the shirt, he's going to wear the pants, and every single beged even has its own verb, the way it's described, right? Big sonas ba'kodesh yilbash, michnasei bad yu al bisaro, avnei bad yachgor, mitznefes bad yitznof, big day kodesh heim. There seems to be a lot of fanfare when the begadim are first being introduced, right? It's every single one is mentioned. One would think if the whole din of Big Day Lavan was we just take away the Big Day Zav, the Torah could have just said, Kohen Gadol doesn't wear golden clothes. Put away the Big Day Zav. Instead, we like lovingly describe all of the Big Day Lavan he has. I don't know if you saw the wild Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says the reason why the Torah never says he does not wear Big Day Zav is because, of course, he wears Big Day Zav. The Torah told us in Parshas Tetzaveh that he wears the Me'il when he goes in Lefnai Vilifnim. So that's a bit out there, but for the most part, and it sounds in the Pesukim like we're focusing on building up the Big Day Lavan rather than taking away the Big Day Zav. And it sounds like it's this own special world of Yom Kippur. On the other hand, right away, Chazal jump in on Big Day Kodesh Haim and say that this is a binyan av for all Big Day Kahuna, that all Big Day Kahuna have Kedusha, and money comes from the Trumas Halishka. So just, you know, the initial sense you get, Lanius Daiti seems to militate in one direction. But when we turn to the evidence, we see really just two very, very steady, clear streams of thought. And it already comes from our Gemara. Avram Stav, in his book, collected some of this. He did a nice job. He has a couple articles, one on the Big Day Lavan, one on the Gniza. Some of the stuff that was a little weird, but a lot of stuff I thought was very good. And he points out, really, that the question from our Gemara, what are we darshaning all of these bads for? So our Gemara tells us, bad, 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 move chersheb bad, right? So it's the nicest stuff you have. Again, it sounds like we are taking the Big Day Law. These are special white garments. This isn't a normal Stam Big Day Kohen head. Yo, this is Muvchar Shebebad. On the other hand, the Torah's Kohenim darshins bad four times. It says bad, 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 lemait arba kelim, to tell you to take away the gold. It is only the four linen garments, not the four garments of gold. So you may have machlokas already between our Gemara and the Torah's Kohanim in terms of how to darshan the bad, whether we're thinking of this as Big Day Zav, Big Day Kohen Gadol, minus, that would be the Torah's Kohanim, versus our Gemara, bad, 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 muvchar shebabad, maybe playing it up as its own chalos. Okay, so that would be kind of the first major question is the question of the drasha from bad, 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 bad. The second major issue that this pertains to is what is the reason why we have the Big Day Love? And the Mefarshim give a number of them. See, the Barbanel on the spot gives you four. But the main two with roots in Chazal are quoted by Rashi and the Ramban respectively. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the famous reason why we do not have gold, why we only wear Bigdei Lavan, is Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor. So if we're saying Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav, so that sounds like the focus is on removing the gold. Lu Yitzuyer, we never would have had a Cheda Egel, we would wear the gold. Some of Farshim say that's the explanation. We mentioned before, you know, the Ibn Ezra saying, of course he goes in wearing the Me'il, because the Torah described it that way. Some Farshim say, yeah, that was the original plan. Before the Cheda Egel, the original plan was for Aaron Kohen to go in on Yom Kippur wearing all eight Begadim. But after the Cheda Egel, so we have to call an audible at the line of scrimmage, and from now on, he only goes in wearing the Bigdei Lavan, because in Kateger, Nasa, Senegar, all of a sudden the Bigdei Zav have become a Kateger. If that's the case, then it sounds like these are just Bigdei Kohen Gadol minus. We just take out four of the eight. On the other hand, the Ramban has another line. We saw this was in the Yerushalmi, the very end of Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, when the Yerushalmi asks, why does he have Bigdei Lavan? Pnei Moshe was a little bit strange over there, because it sounded from the Pnei Moshe like we were only asking about the ones in the afternoon, right? But I think it was the Pnei Moshe, was something weird. But the Karban Eida said, like the Pshat Gemara, the Gemara is asking in general, why do we have Bigdei Lavan? And the Yerushalmi answers, because this is like the Ish Levush Habadim. This is like the Malach, who's described in Sefer Yechezkel, described in Sefer Daniel, Nikoin Gadol, and he goes, Lefnaiv Lefnim, is supposed to resemble a Malach. If that's the case, it sounds like we're saying the Bigdei Lavan here are not Bigdei Zav minus. No, they're on a higher level of Kedusha. If they're on a higher level of Kedusha, that argues to the fact that these are their own category of Begadim. You have the regular Begadim of Kohen Hedyot. You have the regular Begadim of Kohen Gadol. And then, Pamachas Beshana, you have the special Bigdei Lavan that the Kohen Gadol wears, Lefnaiv Lefnim, when he is supposed to look like the Ish Levush Habadim. Just a couple of pieces on this Hashta Dasin Lahachi. There's an amazing Sefarno, which Stav does also quote in his book. Although I think he took it in the reduction, but it's an amazing, amazing Sefarno. Not here, not even in Sefer Vayikra, but in Sefer Bemidbar Parshas Chukas. So So Aaron Cohen goes up to Har Ahar, and it's a very weird phenomenon, right? Because the Psukim emphasize how Moshe Rabbeinu strips away, right? He removes the Bigdei Kahuna of Aaron Kohen and puts them on Elazar. So it's beautiful. You know, he sees his son being Mamala Makomo, like it's described at the end of Parshas Achrimos. But what did Aaron Kohen wear once the Bigdei Kahuna were removed? What did he wear? So what did he wear? So he wore the Medrash that he wore the Anani Akavo came, right? So the Sfarno says the pshat is very simple. They both go up there wearing Bigdei Kahuna. So they're both wearing Bigdei Lavan, and then the Bigdei Zav were removed from Aaron HaKohen. Bigdei Zav were replaced onto Elazar HaKohen, and Aaron HaKohen is just left wearing his core Bigdei Lavan. Now, what is this, a demotion to being Kohen Hedyot? So the Sefarno says no. He says now he's wearing the Bigdei Lavan that he wore on Yom Kippur, and he goes to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam like the Ish Levush Habadim. And so Aaron Cohen has the Madriga of a Malach as he goes and he gets the Neshika, and that's the passing of Aaron Cohen. So see there as well, right? The Bigdei Lavan as the Ish Levush Habadim. It's a separate chalos. I think there might have been a footnote there asking what about the Avnei. The Avnei is okay.
It sounds like he's assuming that all those four begadim were A, the same style.
Or so you say, that Aaron, you know, he had him put on a white belt before he went up. Okay, so take off the Kilayim belt and put on a white belt before he went up to the mountain. Okay, that's what you have to say. There's one more interesting area where this comes up. Sav spent a lot of time, and I was looking around in some of the like modern Tanakhi stuff, they spent a lot of time looking at some of the other cases where you have people wearing linen, which I don't really think is so productive. For example, the Trumas Hadeshen. But the one that I think they missed was Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So exactly, Chaluk Lavan. So what is the nature of the Chaluk Lavan that Moshe Rabbeinu wore? So the Nitziv kind of plays down on this. In one place he says, and the Hamak Davar, he says that the firstborn, the Bechoros, wore a Chaluk Lavan, and it's not on the same level. In the Merome Sada there, I think in I think in Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure if it was in Avodah Zarah or Tainus. I was just going through what they had in the Bar-Ilan. So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was like a Sgan Kohen Gadol during that 7 days. And it's interesting, he's like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu worked for 7 days, but he didn't have Asheras HaShechina until Aaron Kohen the 8th, which is interesting. But the Gur Aryeh and the Chasam Sofer both said, and the Gur Aryeh I think said it really well, he said, literally, he's like, the Chalak Lavan Shal Moshe Rabbeinu is like the Big Day Lavan. And he says, what's the idea here? It's the Ish Levush Abadim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Malach, and he's the first Ish Levush Abadim. So all he has to wear is the Chalak Lavan. He then, you know, for those of us who did Maral last couple of years, so the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Chalak Lavan did not have a hem. So he's like, yeah, it wasn't hemmed because Moshe Rabbeinu was all about Pshitus. All about the Pshitus of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It's infinite. There are no borders, no limits. And that's why you just have the pure color white and you have the one single unhemmed garment. So that's the Maral in Perek Kafches, Pasaches, in Tetzaveh. And the Chasam Sofer in his Chidushim to Avodah Zarah says the same thing, that the Chalak Lavan Shel Moshe Rabbeinu is parallel to the Big Day Lavan of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right, which is, you know, fits well with the Grah, to tell the truth, right? That the Aaron Cohen, when he goes with Naiv Lefnim, it's like the Moshe Rabbeinu experience. So, be that as it may, long story short, when we ask what is the reason for the Big Day Lavan, we have these two main streams of thought. Ein Ketig Anasas Nega, which is telling us that this is like a Big Day Kohen Gadol minus, and the Ishtav Shabbatim, which tells us that it's a separate Chalos. Now, you know, you guys saw the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma has this wild idea where he thinks that the reason why you only wear Big Day Lavan is because there's a Din Geniza and Torah Chas Al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. So it'd be very expensive if we had to put away the Choshen every single year. That would be bankrupting. So the Torah was nice to us and we only have to put away Big Day Lavan. So you take that reason also. It's a pretty extreme reason. But that's also going to say that these Big Day Kahuna are just Big Day Kohen Gadol. Minus, but that's not a reason which had real roots in Chazal. These other two reasons, we have in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi. Okay, the third major nafkamina to whether these begadim are separate chalos or not seems to just be the basic question: what is the makeup of the Big Day Kohen Hedyot? Does the Kohen Hedyot wear kilayim in his belt? Right, so that's a machlokas in the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi on the one hand, who says the Kohen Hedyot wore kilayim. Right, so all his other begadim are white, but his belt was white but with blue, linen and wool mixed together. The Gemara there quotes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Dosa, who both disagree. And they think that the Kohen Hedyot wore only white, and the Kohen Gadol is the only one who has kilayim in his belt. If you saw the Ralbag here al Atar, so the reason he gives for the Big Day Lavan, he says that the Kohen Gadol removes his kavod nifla, and it's a diabanivos. He's going in lefnaiv lefnim. He's a sinner. He's going before Hashem. Whatever the reason is, he puts aside his kavod nifla, and he puts on a pashada Big Day Kohen Hedyot. That's the suggestion of the Ralbag. That suggestion only really holds if you think like Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who think that the Kohen Hedyot wears the regular clothes, wears the same literal clothing as the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right? If you think that the Big Day Kohen Hedyot have kilayim, and it's only the Big Day Lavan, which don't have any at all, so that can, doesn't necessarily, obviously doesn't have to, but that can help you think that there's this fundamental machlokas over here. That was what the Mikdash David said. Mikdash David thought that this was the machlokas over there. He says, they're not just arguing about the belt, right? And he's trying to figure out what the deal is with the, do you need a special chinuch for the Big Day Lavan? So he says, well, if you think like the Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so it's the same. They're not talking about the belt. They're arguing about all four begadim. All four begadim are just Kohen Hedyot, so you don't need any special chinuch for avodah for Big Day Lavan. But if you say like Rabbi, so he's not just arguing about the belt locally. He's saying all four begadim are separate, and therefore they need a special chinuch for avodas Yom Kippurim. That was the Mikdash David in Lamed Vav Aleph. Just let me one second. Look at the old notes over here. Right, and then Rabbi Dosa says what? Rabbi Dosa says in the Gemara, he says that the Kohen Hedyot could actually wear the begadim of the Kohen Gadol afterwards. Right, he says, The Kohen Hedyot can go ahead. You can't recycle the Big Day Lavan from year to year. On Yom Kippur, you need new Big Day Lavan, said Rabbi Dosa. But a Kohen Hedyot can pick up the Begadim and wear them the next day, Motzi Yom Kippur. So that clearly is of the opinion that the Big Day Lavan and the Big Day are not some totally separate chalos. Okay. The next question, we're talking about the nature of this Big Day Lavan. Are these something totally separate or not? Let's go with the question of, do you need new ones? So we talked a second ago about Rabbi Dosa, who said, hey, the day after Yom Kippur, the Kohen Hedyot can go grab the Begadim and wear them. Well, the Minchas Chinuch asks the question, do you need brand new Begadim for the Big Day Lavan? We know there's a din of Geniza, and what exactly that was Machlokes Natanayim, as just discussed. Was it Geniza that nobody could wear at all, or is it only Geniza you can't wear them again for Yom Kippur? But could you take used Begadim of a Kohen Hedyot and use them for the Big Day Lavan? Even according to Rebbe, who says that the belt is different, what about the shirt, the pants, and the hat? Right? Can you go to the Salvation Army or whatever, the Jewish version of it, and pick up some old Big Day Kahuna and give them to the Kohen Gadol to wear in Yom Kippur? For the Ralbag, who says, get rid of the Kavod with Teferis. So that would be pretty humbling. So he quotes the Mishnah LeMelech, who says absolutely not. You need new Begadim for the Big Day Lavan. And the Chas Chinuch says, I have no idea why on earth that should be the case.
Who says that?
The Mishnah LeMelech. He quotes the Mishnah LeMelech. It was here. It was one of the, I think it was in Ches Gimel, where the Mishnah LeMelech says, you need new Begadim. You can't take Big Day Kohen Hedyot and just use them for the Big Day Lavan Yom Kippur. The Chas Chinuch says, I have no idea why not. Of course you can. The belt has to be different, he says, but the other three Begadim, it's the same piece of clothing, so just use it. Go ahead. Now, the footnote on the bottom points out that the Minchas Chinuch seems to have missed Gzeres HaKasev, because the Teres Kohanim does learn from Bad, one of their Bad drashos is Bad, Sheyiyu Chadashim. So, in terms of the din, the Mishnah Melech has the Befeirish Teres Kohanim on his side. The question is, what do we do about the Lamdas? It seems pretty clear that the Minchas Chinuch is operating in a world that there is nothing totally special or separate about these Begadim. And that's why he assumes that you can just recycle. It's the same Begadim as any other Begadim. The question is, for the Mishnah LeMelech, when he says that you need brand new ones, will we say that that's just a Gzeres HaKasev from Bad Shiyu Chadashim? It could be. And the truth is, as mentioned before, the Teres Kohanim's drasha from the four bads, Lemayit Arba Kelim, indicated that these aren't a totally new separate chalos. So that totally could be a defensible position, 100%. But at the same time, it definitely is inviting to wonder if the fact that you must have brand new Begadim for the Big Day Lavan, because these are their own category of Begadim. So you can't use last year's Big Day Lavan because of the Din Geniza. You can't use yesterday's Big Day Kohen Hedyot because those are different Begadim. If you saw the Minchas Avram here in the piece he had, so he just quoted from the Panim Yafos, who assumes that these must be made Lashma. The Lashma for the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, for the Big Day Lavan, he assumes must be made Lashem Avodah Yom Kippurim, Lashem Big Kohen, Big Day Lavan, because these are their own Chalos. Okay? So far we've seen the Makar of Bad Bad, we've seen the two main reasons for the Big Day Lavan, we've seen the Machlokas Tanaim about the makeup of the Begadim, and we've seen the Machlokas whether you need new Begadim, and the questions about Chinuch, and the question about Lishma. So now, let's talk about the Rambam, which Rabbi Spurn has been very excited for us to get to, because in the Rambam, it's a little bit tough. There are six issues that at least I think we have here to consider when trying to figure out if the Rambam is of the opinion that the Big Day Lavan are their own category or not. First, and again, per my humble opinion, I would love there to be no questions asked that the Rambam thought these are their own category of Begadim. You love that. Kasonas, Vakodesh, Yilbash, etc., etc., etc. Just that's, you see your own reflection. The Rambam, as Dr. Soloveitchik points out, that's what I would love. I have to admit that it gets a little bit dicey, but let's just go through the evidence piece by piece. So the first piece is the strongest argument for anybody who wants to say that the Big Day Lavan are their own chalos. Because how does the Rambam introduce the Big Day Lavan? Parakhas, Hilchas Klei Mikdash, he says, okay, Rabosai, let me tell you about this halacha now called Big Day Kahuna. And in Halacha Aleph, he tells you, you should know about Big Day Kohen Hedyon. In Halacha Beis, he tells you there's another thing called Big Day Kohen Gadol. And then Halacha Gemel, he tells you there's something else you should know about called Big Day Lavan that he wears on Yom Kippur. Well, it sounds from there like I have three different halachos for three different categories of Big Day Kahuna. Okay? Now, Rabbi Spurn and Rav Soloveitchik are going to run in and say, well, hold on a second. Why is the Rambam telling you this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash? The Rambam should have said you have Big Day Kohen Hed, you have Big Day Kohen Gadol, and then in Avodas Yom Kippurim, he should have told you about Big Day Lavan. So we'll respond, well, he already told you about it conveniently when he was mentioning the other Big Day Kahuna. So he told you there are three categories of Begad Milchas Klei HaMikdash. And then they'll respond, okay, but why does he basically ignore the Big Day Lavan in Avodas Yom Kippurim? So, it's debatable. Debatable point. You know, are you very impressed by the way the Rambam presents the Big Day Lavan in their own halacha? And then the fact that they're not mentioned at all in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, like, yeah, because he covered it already. Or do you say, no, he's mentioning it in Klei HaMikdash because he's just talking about general Begadim. There's nothing special about Yom Kippur here. That's why it's not there. And I'm not so impressed that it's its own halacha. Facts are facts. The Rambam wants to tell you facts. You have three different people wearing different Begadim in the annual schedule, and that's the Rambam point. Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. Okay. Right. That's kind of point one and point number two. On the one hand, presenting them as a separate category in the beginning of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. On the other hand, he only really talks about them in Klei HaMikdash and doesn't mention them in Avodas Yom Kippurim. So you saw the Rav here, his comment on our Gemara, right? He thought that these were just a general Kavod V'Sifares. There's nothing special. There's no special Big Day Lavan, Avodas Yom Kippurim. No, these are the Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wears Big Day Kohen Gadol 353 days a year. He only has gold ones. And he has gold ones too. And Yom Kippur, he's just wearing the white, but there's no special din. That's the suggestion. That's what he thought. He said, look, you contrast this to the Trumas Hadeshin, where the Rambam talks about the special begadim for Trumas Hadeshin in the world of Trumas Hadeshin. Okay, it's a fair point. Now, the long Mishnah Malach we had, right, so he went through some of the problems that come up from the way the Rambam tells us about the Big Day Lavan. The Rambam seems to have been fairly selective in how he paskened our Gemara. But if we approach not just in terms of, oh, what did the Rambam think and how do we miyashiv the Rambam with our Gemara, but if we approach the Rambam as focused on our question, what is the nature of these Big Day Lavan? Are they their own chalos or not? Well, even the fact that he's asking some of these questions seems to point us in a certain direction. Although, you could argue. So, two main problems that he points out for the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam says this whole added cost of the begadim, they spent all this extra money, they only spent the money on the kasonas. It was only on the kasonas. Now, if you thought that the Big Day Lavan were their own chalos, and that's why spending all this money, so you would think that the money should be invested in all the Big Day Lavan. Now, the Rambam just says, no, it's just the shirt. Now, where do you get that from? That's the whole question. If you read, you know, for example, read our Gemara carefully, where the mothers who are spending lots of money on the shirts, that is what the Gemara mentioned. The Pasha says the shirt is where the money actually makes a difference. Nobody sees the pants, you know, belts. Not to go on a little rant, but in some circles, like $200 belts or whatever is like a thing. And you know, as Morgan Freeman famously said in The Shawshank Redemption, he said, no one ever notices a man's shoes. So the same is true for belts, the chora. That's the Rambam's going to paskin. And the hat, I mean, what's the hat? It's a turban. Like, you know, so you have, but the way the fabric is made up, no one's going to notice in the hat. So common sense could indicate that he's spending the money on the shirt. At the same time, if this was like a din, defining the Big Day Lavan, which is really a way that you could read the Mishnah, our Gemara, that they have, you know, like, if you see the Gvuras Ari, Gvuras Ari assumes there's like a Hilchasa. Rashi sounded that way. There's a Hilchasa. You spend Shloshimana on all the clothes. And then the Gvuras Ari is trying to figure out, why is there a Gzeres HaKasav and a Hilchasa, and they're needed for different things. That's defining the whole Big Day Lavan. The Rambam says, no, you want to look nice. You want to look nice to Yom Kippur. You look nice to Yom Kippur, so you have a nice shirt. Okay? But there's no halacha defining the Big Day Lavan. The other issue in the Rambam is the Rambam never mentions the difference between the morning and the afternoon. Again, if you really emphasize the difference between the morning and the afternoon, so you say, yeah, there's a chalos of Big Day Lavan. The more halachos we attach to these begadim in general, the more likely it is to think of them as a separate chalos, right? You have Big Day Lavan and the dinim of Big Day Lavan. So one of the dinim of Big Day Lavan would be that you have to spend X number of dollars in the morning and X number of dollars in the afternoon. The Rambam garnished. He wipes out the whole thing. Now again, just to spend 1 minute, where did he get that from? So the Nezer HaKodesh and the Tosefta Kapshuta both point out that when the Tosefta brings the din of the Mishnah, it doesn't talk about the discrepancy of the morning versus the afternoon. The Siach Yitzchak, which I now have, Baruch Hashem, thanks to going to pick up some Sfarim that they're giving away from Gedalia Dov Schwartz's libraries, that's all. So he says, not only does the Rambam have a... he doesn't mention the Tosefta. He doesn't mention the Tosefta. He says the Taras Kohanim. Taras Kohanim also, when it brings the din, it doesn't mention any discrepancy between the morning and the afternoon. So he says, what was the Rambam's opinion? This is the Siach Yitzchak. The other guys don't explain, you know, okay, why did the Rambam abandon the Bavli for the Tosefta, for the Taras Kohanim? The Siach Yitzchak says, because the Rambam thought, very simple, what is Shloshim, this morning versus afternoon? He said, it was a minig they had to spend more money in the morning than the afternoon. Why? Because common sense. The morning is where he spends all the time doing the avoda. The afternoon, he's there for 5 minutes getting a shovel. So it was a minig b'yalma to spend more money in the morning than in the afternoon. And so the Rambam's not interested in bringing minhagim b'yalma in the Mishnah Torah. And so that's why it's not there. So this is the Siach Yitzchak. This is Siach Yitzchak right here, Alatar, in our Gemara. Right? But again, what's underlying all of this is seemingly, perspective that there's no fundamental chalos here at all. Okay, he wears clothes on Yom Kippur, and they had a minhag to have nicer ones in the morning than in the afternoon. The minute you make it a din, you know, there's a hilchasa, there's a gzeras hakasav, you're more likely, you don't have to, but you're more likely to think that this is its own category of clothing. Okay, so there are two major other issues in the Rambam, really two big problems. One problem is the Rambam's psak by Geniza. So the Rambam tells us, I think it's in Halacha Hey, in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. Where's the Rambam? I could. It's too pretty. It's where they're supposed to be. You know, I got to find Hilchos Kli HaMikdash on my own. Yeah, right. So Salach Hey. So Rambam says, all right. So once the begadim got dirty, so they didn't take them to the laundry. El menichu lepsilos velovish chadashim. You leave them for the wicks. Okay, great. Big de kohen gadol shabalu gonzin osan. So the big de kohen gadol were put in geniza. Ubi de lavan shovei b'hem b'yom atzom in ovei b'hem pam shniel olam el gnezin b'makom shiv shadosam shneamar v'nicham sham b'hem asur b'hanai. Okay, it's in a discussion about the fact that there seems to be no heter nasis mitzvaso, but there's no meila. As I put in the Armakomos to look at Tmidim Musafid based Hesvav, Rosenzweig pointed that out as a parallel case. We have this phenomenon where you have no meila, but there's still no heter nasis mitzvaso. But anyway, where did the Rambam get this from? That the Big Day Kohen Gadol have geniza? It's very difficult. The Aruch Liner in Sukkah and Daf Nunalef, he points out, this is against an open Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Big Day Kohen Hedyot were used for the Simchas Beis HaShaweva, and the Big Day Kohen Gadol were used for the wicks, for the menorah. So where on earth did the Rambam get this from, that the Big Day Kohen Gadol were also put in Geniza? So I was thinking about this, and I wanted to say, well, maybe it's only talking about the Big Day Zav. You know, the Big Day Lavan, they would have wicks, but old Big Day Zav, let's say the Me'il, you wouldn't. Seems like the Har HaMoria that they quote here in the back has a discussion about this. Truth is, I gotta be honest, the Lash of the Rambam seems pretty consistently, he's just talking about Big Day Kohen Gadol. It doesn't sound like he's distinguishing between Big Day, the white and the golden clothes. It sounds like he's talking about all eight. So here's some good news and bad news for everybody here. So the... this will make Rabbi Brand happy. The view of the Merkabes HaMishnah and the view of the Kiryas Sefer, also known as the Mabit, also known as the Beis Elokim, Right? So they're of a piece. That's why it's Baruch Hashem doing the Beis Elokim and the Neshkava Seder. He and the Merkava Semishtar are on the same team, so they're Mepharshim as well. And I heard there were rumors, which I didn't believe. I didn't believe. They say, Ram got it from calling from Beit Lavan. Hinicham Sham. So just like there's Din Geniza for Big Day Lavan, so too, there's Din Geniza for Big Day Kohen Gadol in general. Okay, if that's what you say, then that is definitely emphasizing that the Big Day Lavan are not any unique Begadim at all. There's no separate Halos. These aren't the third category of Begadim. They're Big Day Kohen Gadol. And on Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear the gold ones. But just like the Torah tells you, you have to do Geniza to the Big Day Lavan when he's finished wearing them, we did not meet women from here as well. You have to do Geniza to the Big Day Kohen Gadol in general when he's done using them. Now, the Rav Mordechai Ilan in the Torah Sakodesh, which we now have volume 2 of it on our shelf, also courtesy of Rav Schwartz et al. So he thinks this is absolutely ridiculous. And the Michas Avram quotes the Griz, who thought this is ridiculous as well. And it's an interesting question that really Rilan raises it more pressingly. He says, what's the din of Geniza for the Big Day Lavan? Torah said, V'hinicham sham. So it made a big deal about doing Geniza in the Ohel Moed. There's no din of location for the Big Day Kohen Gadol. No location at all. Rilan said, you put him in Shemos. So does it make any sense? Can you say, he doesn't think this is justifiable, can you say that in the din of Hinicham Sham were two totally separate dinim? Hinicham Sham, one din that there's Shemos B'Alma, and one din that there's Shemos, special Shemos in the Al-Mo'ed. Because that's if you're the Mekevas Mishnah, if you're the Keir Sefer, that's what you're going to have to say. There are two dinim, one general din for all Big Day Kohen Gadol from Hinicham Sham, and one din that's particular to the Kohen Gadol for Hinicham Sham. He does not think that is reasonable at all. So they want to say that no, these are two completely separate dinim. There is the din of Genizas Big Day Lavan, which is all about the location. The focus in the Pesukim is you leave him in the Ohel Moed. It is one din. Aaron Kohen takes off his Big Day Lavan and he leaves in the Ohel Moed for all time, never to be used or taken out again. That is one din of Geniza b'makom. You can't say there's a din of Geniza and then of makom. It's one din of leave him in the spot. And then there's a separate din when it comes to the Big Day Kohen Gadol. When they're done, you do Geniza. Why do you put him in Shemos? And the Griz quotes some like Mishas Rabbi Lazar or something. He finds some makar which is talking about different Genizas. Torah Sakodesh says, in general, Klei Sharei are put in Shemos. So in the Michas Avram, he quotes like a little fight they had. Is this only about Klei Sharei, so could we apply it to other things as well? They talk about the Avnei Mizbeach from Beis Chashanoim. But either way, the important point is they say, Kohen Gadol is just regular Shemos. You have a din of just like the knives get exhausted, so they had these huge rooms for the old knives in the Mikdash. So who had din nami for Kohen Gadol? There's no special din Shemos here. It's the regular din of Shemos. Now the obvious question is going to be, well, hold on a second. If it's just the regular din of Shemos, what's the difference between the Big Day Kohen Gadol Shabalu, which we're putting in Shemos, and the Big Day Kohen Hedyot Shabalu, which we're using for wicks and for Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So, Mechas Avram quotes the Griz, who wasn't bothered by this, says, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, more Kedusha. So they didn't think it was a
point. Chis is covered.
That's what they thought. There's no halacha l'moshe Sinai here. It was inappropriate to take the Big Day Kohen Gadol and use those for wicks and use those for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The truth is, the Yerushalmi that the Aruch Lener pointed out fundamentally had the same thing, right? Because the Yerushalmi said that the Kohen Hedyot Begadim were used for Simchas Beis HaShoeva, while the Big Day Kohen Gadol were used for the menorah. There's no drasha for that. That's what they did. Okay, we use one for a higher purpose. So the Ram is going to say his own view that the Big Day Kohen Gadol regular they didn't use it for burning. It was only the Big Day Kohen Hedyot which were used for burning. Kohen Gadol is going to be in Geniza, but not as a separate din. So that again, this Machlokas Achronim, how to understand the Rambam in Geniza, comes back to our Chakira. The last point for the Rambam, trying to figure out the nature of the Big Day Lavan, and I saved the best for Rabbi Spurn for last, because this one really is a problem, is the question of Chinuch. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph has a case. What happens if something unfortunate happens to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and now you have a new guy who needs to take his place? So what chinuch can he do on the spot to instantly become a Kohen Gadol? So if this happens before the Avodah even begins, there's no problem, because he has to do the Tamid. So he'll put on the Big Day Zav, he'll have a regular chinuch begadim, he's wearing Big Day Kohen Gadol, he does the Tamid, good to go. The problem the Gemara asks is, what happens if we've already finished the first tranche of Avodos, and now it's time for Big Day Lavan? You know, it's Big Day Lavan time, and all of a sudden the Kohen Gadol, he's out. We got to call a guy off the bench. So how can the new guy become Mechunach as a Kohen Gadol only wearing Big Day Lavan? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. If you think that the regular Kohen Hedyot wears Kilayim in his Avne, to the view of Rabbi, then you have no problem whatsoever, because you'll have regular Chinuch, he's wearing Big Day Kohen Gadol. He wears the Big Day Lavan. Only time anybody ever wears Big Day Lavan is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Rashi on the spot says that's a sufficient hecker. So just like you have Ribui Begadim with the Big Day Zav during the year, you'll have Ribui Begadim with the Big Day Lavan on Yom Kippur. Good, no problem. No, don't worry at all. Just put on the Big Day Lavan. Says the Gemara, but if you think like Rabbi Dosa, I think like Rabbi Shimon, that the Kohen Hedyot wore pure white as well, the only Kilayim was ever worn by the Kohen Gadol during the rest of the year, so then Mamash, as we said before, the Big Day Lavan, quote unquote, the Kohen Gadol, are the same clothes as the clothes of the Kohen Hedyot. So how do you have Chinuch? He's stuck. It's a catch 22. He needs to be Mechunach as a Kohen Gadol, but the next thing on the list is something where there's no Chinuch involved. What does he do? So the Gemara gives two suggestions. One suggestion, I think it was from Abaya, was he should be Mahapich. I'm mixing up maybe Abaya and Rav Papa. One said he should be Mahapich Petzinora. No problem. Just put on regular Big Day Zav, go to the Mizbeach, flip around some of the meat that's burning on there, accelerate the burning process. That's considered an avoda, and that'll be enough. That'll get you your chinuch. No problem. That's how we can manufacture an avoda with Big Day Zav. The other view, again, I'm not sure which amur it was, says no problem. Avodasa mechan chasan. Just go vayter the Big Day Lavan and avodasa mechan chasan. The fact that you're doing the avodas Kohen Gadol wearing Big Day Lavan, that will be the chinuch. Okay. Now again, you only need this. Only this issue only gets off the ground though in the Gemara if you hold that the Big Day Lavan themselves were the same begadim as the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. If they are different begadim than the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, you don't need avodas mechan chasan. The second the guy's wearing Big Day Lavan, that's a clear hacker that he is the Kohen Gadol. So the problem for the Rambam is the Rambam paskins like Rebbe. The Rambam says very clearly that the Kohen Hedyot has Kilayim in his belt, just like the Kohen Gadol during the rest of the year. The Big Day Lavan are the only clothes where there's no Kilayim. And yet, for whatever reason, the Rambam feels compelled to say that if the Kohen Gadol dies, or see who comes Tamei and a new one jumps in, we rely on the principle of Avodas Mechan Chasan in order to make him a new Kohen Gadol. So why does the Rambam need Avodas Mechan Chasan? Why doesn't the Rambam just say he puts on the Big Day Lavan and Zeu, Gamarnu, now he's a Kohen Gadol, just like if he puts on the Big Day Big Day Zav? You know, the Rambam thinks that L'chachila, when you put on the Big Day Zav, you should wait a whole week before doing Avodah. But B'dieved, on the basic level, he instantly is upgraded to Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So what on earth is going on over here? It's kind of surprising that more Mefarshim don't jump on this. But the Rav quotes an answer from Rav Chaim. However, the way we answer the question, if we just pay careful attention to this, comes out with the two different sides of our basic chakira. Right. There's nothing I have to present this. Okay. Let's take a step back. There's a classic problem that the Rambam has. The Rambam thinks that the Kohen Gadol could wear his begadim even shelo b'shas havoda. He doesn't explain why, but the Rambam says that there's a difference between Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedyot, if it's not shas havoda, he has no justification to wear kilayim. Kilayim are only allowed b'shas avoda. Kohen Gadol, for whatever reason, says the Rambam, can wear the begadim even shelo b'shas avoda. What is the difference? So there are two main mesoras the way is brought in Beis Brisk. You can find it in the different places written up from the Rav, and now I think in Rosenzweig's Yuma article, I'm pretty sure it quotes these as well. One way is a more technical way. You say the Kohen Gadol, even if he's not doing avoda, he's always engaged in avoda in practice. Why? Because he's wearing the tzitz, so his ritzui tzitz, or because he has the choshen and the urim betumim. There's a kiyum in having the urim betumim. So that's one more technical perspective that's out there. The other more fundamental view, which already the truth is in the Radbaz and Hilchos Kalayim, is that the Kohen Gadol is always on call. So just the Gavra Kohen Gadol, he's like a walking klishari. So he's, even if he's not actually doing avoda, he doesn't need to be, because that's part of being the Kohen Gadol, it's himself, is that even if you're not doing avoda, it's kaviyachal as if you're doing avoda. He's always lifnei Hashem. That's the definition of the Kohen Gadol. Those are the two basic ways they have of answering the question, why can the Kohen Gadol wear kilayim, quote unquote, shelo b'shas avoda? If you pay very careful attention to how the Rav quotes here, how to explain this Rambam, so you get those two different streams. The way the Rav quotes it in the Shiurim over here is he says, well, it's very simple. How does Ribu Begadim work? It's not a magic trick that you wear the Begadim and all of a sudden you become the Kohen Gadol. He says, wearing the Begadim itself is an avoda. Why? Because of Ritzui Tzitz, because of the Urim Betumim. So the same reason why the Kohen Gadol can wear kilayim, quote-unquote, shelo b'shas havoda, because the minute he puts them on, he is doing avoda, the tzitz is doing its ritzui, the minute he puts them on, that actually is how the ribui begadim works. So it really is the avoda that's doing it. Now, happens to be, on Yom Kippur, we have a laboratory case. We've discovered a case where you have a Kohen Gadol wearing begadim, but the begadim aren't doing avoda, because he's only wearing the white ones. So in that case, that's them, the wearing doesn't do the job, therefore we need to come on to the actual avodas mechan chasa. That's how the Rav seems to present it in the Shiur. If that's the case, then this does not relate to the nature of the Big Day Lavan at all. Right? This doesn't give us any insight into the Big Day Lavan versus the regular Big Day Kohen Gadol. There's a technical gap over here. Normally, Ribui Begadim is done by the Avoda Shebahem in the Tzitz or in the Choshen, and those aren't operative over here, so we need him to actually, you know, get off of his get up and go actually do some real Avoda, Avodas Mechan Chasan. However, the way he quotes it from his father, from Rav Chaim in the Igros HaGrid, sounds much more like the worldview that the Begadim themselves are, the Kohen Gadol is always on call. And there, he says, there's nothing Kohen Gadol-esque about the Big Day Lavan. The Big Day Lavan only are there for the Avoda of Yom Kippur. But these are not Big Day Kohen Gadol. You want Big Day Kohen Gadol? Those are the Begadim, the eight articles of clothing that my son Azi knows about from Lo Midrashes. Those are the only Big Day Kohen Gadol. So those are the Big Day Kohen Gadol. But if he's wearing Big Day Lavan, you don't, it's not enough. Those are not Big Day Kohen Gadol. He's missing clothes. So the idea, he's always engaged. He's always lifnai lifnim. So, you know, that's why he's always allowed to wear kilayim in a chanami. But that has nothing to do with our point. That has nothing to do with avodasan mechan chasan. The reason why there's no Ribu Begadim for these clothes is because these aren't the clothes Ribu Begadim. You want Kedushas Kohen Gadol, you need the full set of clothes. So this view, right, that there's no chinuch because there's a defect in the clothes, clearly thinks that what? That we're not dealing with a new chalos of begadim. The Kohen Gadol has his, like, super special begadim for Yom Kippur. No! He wears his Big Day Kohen Gadol that we know and love. There are eight sets of clothing. on Yom Kippur, Torah tells him, drop four, wear four other ones, and since he's missing half of the Big Day Kohen Gadol, Mela, there's no from just wearing those four. And he acts actually do avod and come on to avodasa mechanchasa. So those two ways that the Rav quotes from Rav Chaim how to explain the lack of chinuch, right, drawing on that deeper question about kelayim, leads to whether or not we're compelled to say that the Rambam thought that the Big Day Lavan were not a separate chalos. So just to sum up that piece, and then we'll have 10 minutes left just to wrap up with one more point from the question of Mesir Letzibur. So for the Rambam, we've seen, number one, separate category of Begadim, that's the way they're presented in Hilchos Kelayim Mikdash. On the other hand, number two, they're only mentioned in Kelayim Mikdash, they're ignored in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. Number three, he drops the discrepancy between Boker and Tzaharayim, and number four, he drops the other three begadim, only mentions the kasones, both of which you can explain, but both of which are like, if they were their own chalos of begadim, those dinim would be, fit nicely, but the Ram doesn't have them. And then we have the question of Geniza, and the Achronim arguing, is he learning Geniza Big Day Kohen Gadol, which he seems to have Mechadesh, from Big Day Lavan, in which case, they're not their own chalos, or general shemos for Klei Yamikdash, in which case they can be their own chalos. And the last one is the question of chinuch. Why does Ram need to come on to Abadasa Mechanchasan and not have the Kohen Gadol become sanctified by just wearing the Big Day Lavan? And that is either coming from the fact that technically Ribu Begadim itself works through Avoda, and here there's no Avoda because there's no Tzitz, there's no Choshen, then this doesn't shed any light for us. Or, no, chinuch works by wearing the clothes, but these ain't the clothes, he's missing half of them, and if he's missing half of them, then he doesn't become a Kohen Gadol, he needs to do the Avodas Mechanchasa. Okay. What? That they're not a separate chalos, right? It's Big Day Zav minus. It's Big Day Zav. Right, meaning in general, if you say they're not the separate chalos, you there are two ways of saying they're not their own chalos. They could be Big Day Zav minus, or they could be Big Day Kohen Hedyon, right? That was the Ralbag, and that's Rabbi Dosa. So the Rambam, who thinks since he passed on his Rabbi, there'd be big days of minus. Okay. Parenthetic, before we get to the Monsieur Letzibur, there is one other cool view that's out there about the reason for the big day Lavan. Stav quotes it. It was a good job by him, because I would have missed this, but it's in the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says actually these are Tachrichim. These are Big Day Mason. Which there's this very, very interesting idea, this visual of their left forever in the left to rot in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's almost as if the Kohen Gadol dies, Lefnayv Lefnim. So what is that getting at? I don't think it's getting at necessarily like the image of the Kohen Gadol actually dropping dead. It is, though, that he it's like Ben Azai, right? He comes in front of the Shechina. You don't come back to Olam Hazeh when you're in front of the Shechina. What? Yeah, exactly. The Akedah Yitzchak talks very beautifully about how the Kohen Gadol exemplifies for us the view of the Amalach, as discussed before. But it's like we're all on the Shlichus, everyone's in a Shlichus on this earth. And when Amalach has a Tafkid, so he puts on his Gashmius, and then when he finishes, he puts aside the Chalag Lavan, and he goes back up to Shemayim. So in a way, that's like one way of seeing the experience of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. You're going to go lefnayv lefnim. That means, in a sense, you're leaving Olam Hazeh. Okay, just a cool idea. It's more to wonder about that. Fine. Moving on for a few minutes to the issue of Mesir Letzibur. So it's a very, very weird Gemara. Right? This is just Shachar Hara. It's very strange. So the Gemara said, not Olam Dama Beis, but Olam Hema Beis. So the Gemara said, Achar Shekolsa Avodas Tzibur. Once the Avodas Tzibur is done, so it sounds like for Avodas Tzibur, you need to use public money. For Avodas Yachid, you can use private money as long as you are a Moser Letzibur. That's the basic din. So I just want to build up just to get to one Sfas Emes, because there's one Sfas Emes who has, I think, a very fundamental Avodas Yom Kippurim idea. So talking about the Rashi, the Meiri, and the Sfas Emes. Rashi is the way Rashi reads the Gemara, he says the Gemara is totally talking about Yom Kippurim, and the din was they use the public money for the boker. The morning is Avodas Tzibur, the ketores, the karbanos. I mean, the aisle is literally the aisle of, the seirim, or the seirim of the tzibur. And then the afternoon, he goes in the second time, that's what the Gemara is calling avodas yachid, because it's just, it's his job to get it, to take, you know, you made the mess, you clean up the mess, basically, is what we at Rashi seems to be saying. So, there's no stakes for Klal Yisrael. The kapara is not relevant over here. He's doing it for himself. That's called avodas yachid, and that he can do with his own begadim. There are a number of problems with this. You know, for example, the Sfas Emes, he says, I understand. It sounds from the Gemara like when he's spending his own money, it's much more expensive. But the Mishnah said he spent more money on the morning clothes than on the afternoon clothes. So it's very difficult to understand. It's also difficult to, like, really, the Hatzaras Kafa Machta is an avodas yachid? It's the avodas Yom Kippurim. So if you look in the Me'iri says a slightly different kirsa, but the main point from the Me'iri is he says that, no, all of avodas Yom Kippurim is avodas tzibur. There's no avodas yachid in avodas Yom Kippurim. It's purely avodas tzibur. And what the Gemara is just telling you is that if you want to donate your own money in advance, you absolutely can. And that's what would happen on Yom Kippur. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. You know, he would spend all this money on his own, but he would donate it before showing up. And then we're sure that he was absolutely gave it over to the tzibur. If he procrastinates and he shows up at the Mikdash with a wad of Benjamins and he says, hey, I'm right here, I'm going to do the Avoda, but first I want to spend all this money on Begadim, so then we're concerned, is he really being most of the Tzibur, B'lev Yafa, and then we're Mechalik, will allow him to do an Avodas Yachad, i.e. Nedarim Nedavos, we're not going to allow him to do any Avodas Tzibur with money that he brings here to give now, and that's going to cover all the Avodas Yom Kippur. That's how the Me'iri just wants to read the Gemara. But the Sfas Emes has an absolutely fascinating kind of middle approach over here. The Sfas Emes is convinced that when we say that that you can be mosif, I think there's a line in the Mishnah, right? Yeah, Ratzel Hosif mosif mishalo, the Mishnah said. So Sfas Emes says, you know what mosif means? Mosif means that primarily it's coming from the tzibur and you are adding. You know, if two families are making a wedding, and one family is fantastically wealthy, so one family says, we'll put in $10,000. The other family doesn't say, we mosif $500,000. It doesn't work that way. You know, that's not being mosif. That's called, we are paying for the wedding, and you want to feel good, you'll add in a little bit. Okay, fine. That's not being mosif. So Sfas Emes says, there is no way that the Kohen Gadol could spend so much money on his own stuff relative to the tzibur. So, just one second. So he says, I'll tell you how to understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, in general, there's an ironclad chiluk. If the avoda is an avoda of the tzibur, the big day kahuna must come exclusively from the tzibur. And if you have avodas yachid, you're doing the dharma and the davos, so then you can spend your own money. There's one intermediate exception. There's one case of avodas tzibur where you are not allowed to blow them out of the water, but you are allowed to spend some money privately. And he says that is the avodas Yom Kippur. Because that's how to understand what's going on in the Gemara and then our Mishnah. The Gemara is talking about, in general, there's this bold chilek between avodas yachid and avodas tzibur. And then avodas Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah told us he can mosif mishalo, is somewhere in the middle. And this is just really, really, really interesting. And as we go ahead in the Masechta, evaluating the relationship between the Kohen Gadol and the rest of the tzibur in the avodas Yom Kippurim, right? Is he operating on his own, or is he operating for the tzibur? Or is it both? Or is the Kohen Gadol as the shliach of the tzibur, right? Yeah, he's working by himself. But even himself, he's not his own individual. He is an agent of the tzibur. So I think this Sfas Emes kind of really, really highlights the somewhere in between nature of the avodas Yom Kippurim. You know, Rashi tells us the morning was tzibur, the afternoon was yachid because it's for his own purpose. The Me'iri says, what do you mean? Avodas Yom Kippurim, it's like one avoda. It's a nachrimos. It's for all Klal Yisrael. The whole thing is avodas tzibur. And the Sfas Emes is saying, well, maybe there's something in between over here. You have Tmidin, Musafin, that's full-fledged tzibur. Nedarim, Nedavos, that's full-fledged yachid. And then you have Avodas Yom Kippurim, is somewhere in the middle, because it's the Kohen Gadol's day, but it's for all of us. And the nafkamina is going to be with the funding for the begadim. Does it come only from the Trumas HaLeshka? Does it come, maybe if he wants, exclusively from his own pocketbook, as long as he's moser at Yafe Yafe? Or Begdei Lavan can be in between. Thoughts? Rejoinders?
We should show that Rashi to our kids. Okay, you'll be remiss.
There we go.
There's a, we think about like the vidui of the Kohen Gadol, like it's striking. The first two vidui are like his personal vidui. Before he gets to Kol Yisrael, he's like, I'm going to handle my own house, I'm going to deal with all that, and then I'll, you know.
And it runs. Through, it's going to run. It's going to be a theme runs through the whole thing.
Right.
You know, the par and the soyer, mixing the dam, the par for himself and for Echav HaKohanim. It's going to be like, yeah, shot through the whole. Even the psukim, the way it jumps back and forth between the yachid and the tzibur. So, I thought it was a fascinating. So I just had to highlight it. Shkach, everybody.